Hi, I'm Sanjana.
And I'm Isha.
And we both welcome you to the first episode of Figuring Out Loud, our very own debut into the world of podcasts. Our topic today is less a topic, more a question, which is why and how this podcast came along. So the whys are everywhere, and everything that happens, happens for a reason. But today, we're going to figure out loud in a free-flowing conversation, a style you'll see is super peculiar to the two of us, the reasons leading to this podcast. So Isha, tell me, what were these reasons for you?
So Sanjana, I think, for me specifically, I had been thinking about the podcast for a long time. When we started exchanging WhatsApp voice notes, and I started going back to them whenever I had a few questions, because I would remember that, yes, that's something we discussed. And, you know, okay, what was that point that Sanjana said? And that's when I started thinking more about it, that we should do it. I also remember I mentioned it to you twice or thrice. You were not serious. So why don't you share more about that, how we started?
So yeah, I guess I wasn't serious because I had never contemplated or considered this. And when you said it, I was just like, haha, why? Why will we do it? And I think the first and foremost thing that came to my mind is like, who will listen to us? And why will anybody listen to us, right? But then, like you said, we kept going back to our voice notes. And that's something I think both of us shared. We spoke so much, firstly. And we always philosophized, a lot of things. And things got pretty deep pretty soon in our conversations. And along with being able to find answers in just figuring things out loud, for me at least, it was very comforting also. And after a few times when you mentioned the podcast, I was just like, yeah, why not? So from why and who are we and why would anybody listen to us, it soon became a why not for me. And that was pretty exciting.
So interestingly, I think for me, it was, an opposite journey in the sense that initially I thought that why not, this is something that I would definitely listen to. I also remember listening to a few podcasts, but they were always people who have achieved a lot, who are really famous talking about these things. And it would always make me wonder that how do normal people like you and me think? But then when you said that, why people listen to it, that was also a question in my mind. And that obviously triggered the imposter syndrome I had. Yeah, you would remember us discussing that, we should maybe also be our authentic selves and even share, these kind of issues that we face. And also, do we want to mention who we are? So what do you think?
Yeah, that is really interesting that you say it, because we were diving into this when the entire why not approach to it started. Which is why not? We'll just dive into it. We'll do it. But nobody can deny the constant feeling of who's going to listen to us and what is so great about us in the first place. To, get onto a podcast, record ourselves and share it. Who are we? What are our qualifications? So yeah, I think both of us suffer from quite a bit of imposter syndrome. And it was quite evident in our, back and forth on this topic. But yeah, and now when you say that, we've discussed this so many times, let's just be, bare and honest about it, that should we be introducing ourselves in the first episode? Should we be bringing attention to what we do professionally? And is that the way to ensure listeners? I don't know. What do you think?
the thought that was coming to my mind was more about that, you know, maybe we should not say these things because, you know, like, should we really define who we are by what we do or what our qualification is? Or is it more about our thoughts? And, you know, maybe by this podcast, this is our way of also defining who we are. And it's also interesting how, you know, like, even while saying those things, you know, it gives a sense of validation that, okay, you know, this is who we are or this is what we've done. And then at the same time, you know, slightly undermining ourselves.
No, I agree. I'm in line. In fact, I was going to say that should we be talking about our qualifications just to get like the validation to why we are doing this podcast or to why anybody would listen to us, you know? But that's not what it is, like you rightly pointed out. It's about us and who we really are. What we want to do is really just share our conversations, right? Which have helped us in really like crappy times and which have, you know, we've relied on again and again, even after the moment has passed, we've gone back to those conversations. And I think we sensed some comfort there, some magic there that we thought that, you know, why not? Why not have other people tune in? So I really agree with you that it's not about who we are professionally or by qualification. I think it's about figuring out life. And I think doing that out here, out loud, in the open, would really show truly who we are. And I think I like that.
I also remember, you know, this conversation happening where I was sharing with you how I do, you know, a few things as hobbies, also like very small time hobbies, not, you know, things that I'm good at, but the joy of creating, even if it's a small origami, the joy that it gives me for that small time. And this podcast is also something that we are creating together. So just the joy of building something together. And I guess, you know, for that matter, if this podcast is something that even a single person can relate to or can help thinking out loud or giving a different perspective, I think, you know, that's what this is about for me. But then at the same time, while I'm saying this, I'm also questioning that, you know, is it again my imposter syndrome thinking that, you know, even if it's just one person, you know, I'm happy that I'm not thinking big. And are we sounding like total losers to the listeners who are listening so far?
And I hope not. Because about that, now that you talk about our listeners, something just popped in my mind. And you know, somehow it's funnily all connected, right? We're talking about imposter syndrome. We're talking about why would anybody listen to us? And you know how you and I, especially because we're such new friends, you know, why we got talking was because, of course, there was something. Of course, we attracted each other because of whatever reasons. Or let's blame it or let's credit the universe for it, whichever way you want to go. But somehow, it's easier to talk to strangers, right? We've heard this a lot, especially when there's a problem. Sometimes you don't want your inner circle to.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you know all those apprehensions that come in. I mean, that's of course a very different topic. But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes maybe like it's easier to talk to strangers, how we've seen you and I started talking like that. Maybe it's even easier to listen to strangers. And for whoever's listening in or tuning in right now, I just feel that's something worth noting, that us laying ourselves out there really bare, talking about our insecurity or our imposter syndrome might make people realize a lot, many few things about themselves. And today's topic is this, of course, and tomorrow's would be something else. But sometimes it's easier to listen to a stranger, like a voice on a podcast, to internalize emotions or feelings and, you know, change or act on them or feel okay about them, accept them, whatever it is. But yeah, I just feel like sometimes it's easy to hear it out loud or, you know, figure it out loud with strangers, even though they're just a voice on the computer or the phone. So I'm hoping that it's easy for somebody tuning in and just seeing how much alike we are, even though we're strangers. I don't know, seeing that relatability.
Yeah, I guess, you know, again, listening to strangers, even let's say if they are saying the same things that, let's say, you know, one of our friends is saying, is very different because with people who are known to us, there's a lot of baggage. We have some particular thoughts about them that, okay, you know, this person is like this. This is how he or she thinks. And I'm not that kind of a person versus when you listen to someone who you barely know. And yeah, I guess, you know, that that creates that connection.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean when I say it's easier to listen to strangers, because sometimes you just feel like if somebody else says something that might just be exactly what anybody around you has been saying, it just, it might resonate, you know, because like you said, there's no baggage, there's no preconceived notions in this relationship that we have with our listeners. So they might not feel judged. You're not even talking about them. We are talking about ourselves. So it's just, it's about the relatability and the connectability. So yeah, I think that's, I don't know. I hope that's enough. And people tuning in and just staying with us. Yeah. On this journey of figuring out things.
So also, you know, it's not just about ourselves that we'll be talking about. So you would know obviously that a lot of our conversations are also sometimes about life in general. What is life about, or why do people act that way? Even us philosophizing, you know, the things that people say on MasterChef Australia, the way someone is acting or what triggers someone and they are crying in, you know, in the middle of a pressure test. Or for that matter, even discussing This Is Us, one of our favorite series, and, you know, how it makes us emotional. But then at the same time, there are different things that touch you and different scenes that touched me. And having just a richness of perspective, things that I don't notice, you bring those to my notice and vice versa.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's also because at the juncture that we met, like in our lives, right? I feel because we're, at least we believe we're two matured people. I think we respect each other's opinion. And like, you know, I'm going to connect this to our earlier point of how listening to a stranger might be easy. And you brought it in that there's no baggage. So in this friendship also, because it's, you know, fairly new in that sense, no matter how close we are. I mean, I might say this a few times through the course of this podcast, but I love you so much with all my heart. And I think the newness and the freshness is there, of course, which is good because there's no baggage here also. And what we can do for each other is while we respect and love each other, we end up valuing what we bring to the table. And that comes with the fact that, oh, you know, we're two 32-year-olds and, you know, we've lived a fair bit and we've had our experiences and we have our perspectives, like you said. And they're quite different because we do come from very different worlds in that sense. And yeah, I mean, you could say opposites attract each other and we managed to do that. But I just love the way we don't let our differences, what's the word? We don't let our differences be just differences. We let our differences in opinion and perspective enrich us. I mean, at least that's how I feel. And that comes with maturity, right? So go hell with all those people who said you can't make new friends when you're older. I think that's because people want to be rigid and they want to be stuck where they are. But I think with you and I, what is evident is that we love the challenge of the differences, and we, I don't know, somehow magically manage to just internalize it, make it about us. Like, it's you and me, and then it's us. It's just, I don't know, man. I know I'm romanticizing this a bit too much, but I have felt so enriched in this friendship so far. And I know it's because of the differences, not so much the similarities, you know?
I definitely feel the same. And, you know, at this point, I just wanted to clarify something to our listeners here. So Sanjana is someone who is much more emotionally expressive. Like, you know, the ease with which she could say that she loves me, even when I want to, I can't do that. And she knows that too. But like, everyone should know that I share the same feelings, that love is mutual, but I just can't say it out loud. While I can obviously figure all the other things loudly. So that's one. And the second is, you know, actually on your point saying that, you know, we are two mature 32-year-olds. I am not, you know, really sure if we are mature. And for that matter, sometimes I feel that, you know, when I was a child, I would look at older people, or like, you know, people older to me, and think that, oh man, you know, they have their life figured out, and, you know, they know what they're doing. I just want to be, you know, at that place. And sometimes I look at myself and feel, oh, okay, I am 32, but I don't have my life figured out. I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm still exploring myself for what I want to do in life in general, and also as part of my career. I have just made a pivot or a transition in my career. I hope that that is it. But is it actually it or not? I don't know. And that makes me question whether, you know, like, can I call myself mature or not? So I don't know. I like, that's still a big question in my mind.
So over here, I mean, when I said mature, I meant that we've had our share of experiences, and life has happened after all for 32 years. And even if we were to say we lived in a bubble or not, and that's all subjective, right? Like, different people have different experiences. But what I mean, there are two things here. What I meant was that it's a mature friendship where we don't cancel each other, or we don't, you know, drift apart just because of differences. What I meant was it's a mature friendship in the way that we know how to, you know, mull over our differences and, you know, come to a center point or even agree to disagree on some. But that's what I meant about it being a mature friendship. And otherwise, when you're talking about whether we have it figured out or not, I guess the answer lies in the title of this podcast, that we don't. So we want to move ahead from there. We want to change gears now. And I think what I would like to focus on, or, you know, what I think we should do right now, Isha, is tell the audience a bit about who we think we are, who we think we're becoming, and what are these different things that we bring to the table in at least this friendship of ours.
Okay. I think that's a very difficult question. Since, you know, we were just discussing that maybe we will also be figuring out loud who we are. So maybe, you know, it's not so much about what I am, but what I am becoming, which I would focus on, comparing to, you know, who I used to be. You know, I am generally a very non-judgmental person, trying to take a curious lens about things. And I feel that, you know, the joy of life is in experiencing things, whether they are good or bad. And so, you know, there's this specific incident that I recall every time I'm going through something bad, which is that, so, you know, these poets who write these sad poetry, breakups, heartbreak, and generally I would never look at them. But this was, during my first breakup that I started reading that poetry, and I could feel that, hurt, that pain in that poetry, and I could actually appreciate what people could write and that they could write what I was feeling. So I definitely believe that there's so much more to experience, so many feelings, so many things to appreciate around. So I'm generally just curious about that. And I also like to, know about people's journeys, what have they learned, how do they think. And that's also because till now, I used to be a very, very logical person, not driven by feelings at all. That's where my incapability to express my emotions also comes. I'm hopefully getting better at it, but yeah, a long way to go. So yeah, from coming from logic, having a very set or specific point of view, thinking that, if logic cannot prove a point, then that point is invalid, to now understanding and uncovering that there are so many other things, which are there. And then I think also at the same time, just trying to question or dabble with a possibility that every person is doing, what they think is good or best for them. And that maybe, no person is inherently bad. They are maybe driven by something. I know that, this is sort of a controversial point. I definitely question myself also a lot of times on this, but I don't know. That's something that I'm exploring. Yeah, I think I'm definitely a person who likes thinking, philosophizing everything a lot, which is something people might have noticed even in this supposed to be brief introduction. I don't know what else to say. This is where I'll pause today. What about you?
It's super interesting because, like you're saying, your journey from logical to now being emotional or accepting that other people come from, different experiences and whatever their reasons, like you said. I, on the other hand, I don't think ever in life thought logically. I'm guided by my emotions. It's all there. It's all out. What I think, how I feel, it's through my heart, it's out there. And it's always been like that. And in fact, so just the opposite, I've learned my lesson to calm down, to not just have my heart on my sleeves all the time. And to be a little more logical and analytical about situations before I, express my true emotions and feelings. So my journey has been rather just like, in fact, it's opposite of what you described your journey to be. But having said that, I think both of us have learned something very similar because that's exactly how I feel today about people, that everybody comes from their experiences and everybody has a reason for how they behave and who they are and what they say. And I think you need like very high emotional quotient to be able to be that non-judgmental, about people. And wherever our journey started with, in your case, being a more logical person and then trending towards becoming or looking at things from your heart rather than your mind, to me being a mess, because when I started off, it was just everything was so emotional. It was difficult. I had a very difficult teenage because of that. And now, having grown a little older and a little wiser, I do balance it off, but primarily I'm still that person. And that just gives me a lens to look at other people's emotions as well and respect them for how they feel and what they feel. And yeah, so over there we meet, you know, no matter what the journey has been like, we do meet at this one point where at least because we know better, we don't judge people. We're not judging the book by its cover, and we're allowing for space. And not only for them, we're allowing for space for ourselves also. And that brings me to my next point, is that I love the fact that I grow with time and admire myself so much for this, that I know how to embrace change and how to evolve. It is because of my ability to be so flexible with growth that I'm just, you know, I'm in a good space in that sense. And I feel proud of myself for being able to have this this josh and this excitement to learn new things, to always be learning and growing and developing into something in what obviously I think is a good direction. And that's something I hold very close to my heart and I believe makes me who I am, is the ability to, you know, always keep learning and growing and unlearning. I've unlearned so many things, oh God. So yeah, that's something about me.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with your enthusiasm to learn new things, to try new things, because I know that, you know, whenever I am feeling low about anything and, you know, I speak to you and you're always so upbeat, and I sometimes wonder that, you know, where does Sanjana get this energy from? So definitely, at least the biggest inspiration for me is this, that I get from you.
Oh, thanks. So, that's another new thing I'm learning, to say thank you when somebody compliments me. So thank you, my love.
And, you know, like, again, because of what you said right now, I'm again uncomfortable. Like, okay, how, what do I say right now when you call me my love?
So, that's also because definitely will be tuning in. Okay, so I'm going to put this out. I know she's been saying that she doesn't say I love you, but she said I love you to me on a few voice notes, okay? Because that's just one-sided, right? So it comes out and then she doesn't have to deal with the awkwardness around it. So I think it's easier for her on the voice note. But just putting it out there that it's not a one-sided love affair.
That you already said, that the love is mutual. It's just that I'm not able to say it back. So...
Yeah.
So Sanjana, what do you think? Is this what we should end our first episode with, or is there something else that you want to share?
I guess it's just a glimpse into you know, how we are, if not who we are. And yeah, we just of course, our topics, even in conversation, in our daily conversations, are so, so wide-ranging that, in fact, we just discussed this, that we don't wanna pin it and say that this is what the podcast is gonna be about. It's almost going to be about everything. Because we like to talk, we like to philosophize, and sometimes we surprise ourselves. And yeah, I feel it's a good starting point to just put it out there that the audience that we will build on from here onwards can be in for these surprises with us, you know, because we do discuss a lot and we try to figure out a lot. So yeah, I hope we can embark on this journey together, like all of us, Isha, Sanjana, and whoever is tuning in right now.